From Ballymoney in County Antrim, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness to men and women in all their need. And this is Leslie Curran saying hello and welcome in the Saviour's name. It's good to have you tuning in and joining with us, and I hope that you'll continue to listen in as we let the Bible speak. If you're a regular listener, we're glad to have you join us once more, but if you're someone who's tuning in for the first time, we do give you that special word of welcome, and it's our prayer that this will not be just your first and only time, but that you'll become a regular listener to Let the Bible Speak. Bringing God's Word today is the Reverend James Porter, and just before we hear the message, let's take a few moments and listen to these words in song.
Thank you. dungeon flamed with light. My chains fell off, my heart was free. I rose, went forth, and followed thee. My chains fell off, my heart was free. I rose, went forth, and followed thee.
Our Bible reading is from Luke chapter 1, verse 17. It says, "And he shall go before him in the spirit and power of Elias, to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord." There is no limit to what God can do with a life that is yielded to him and filled with the Holy Ghost. Such a life will be a great blessing to others. But Elijah, the servant of God, was such a man. Thus his life impacted greatly for good and for God. In our verse today, we read of how John the Baptist was to labour in the spirit and power of Elias or Elijah. And this really proves that Elijah was a man filled with the Holy Ghost. Child of God, if your life is to be a blessing to others and the cause of Christ, then you too must be one who is filled with the Holy Spirit of God. In Ephesians chapter 5, verse 18, it says, "Be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit." And this is God's will and command for all his people. To think then upon this matter of being filled with the Holy Ghost, there are three things I want you to notice. First of all, notice the reality of being filled with the Holy Ghost. Speaking of the early New Testament church, Acts chapter 2, verse 4 says, "And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost." And this infilling of the Holy Ghost was a recurring blessing. It was not a one-off experience. Acts chapter 6 verse 3 tells how the deacons were to be men full of the Holy Ghost. Acts chapter 6 verse 5 describes Stephen as a man full of the Holy Ghost. Acts 9 verse 17 says Saul of Tarsus was to be filled with the Holy Ghost. Acts 11 verse 12 says Barnabas was a man full of the Holy Ghost. Child of God, this infilling of the Holy Ghost is a blessing that God has for his church right until the end of time. If you are to make an impact for God in your life, then you must have this same blessing. Yes, the day you were saved, you were born again of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Spirit entered your heart. In Romans 8 verse 9 it says, "But ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. If so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his." And as you go on in your Christian life, it is God's will that you be filled with the Holy Ghost. But then secondly, notice the conditions for being filled with the Holy Ghost. The first condition is the glory of God. In 1 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 31 it says, "Whatsoever you do, do all to the glory of God." Your chief motive for the infilling of the Holy Ghost is that Christ be magnified in your body, whether by life or by death. The second condition is that you be a clean vessel. 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 19 it says, "Let every one of you that nameth the name of Christ, let him depart from iniquity." The hymn writer says we cannot be channels of blessing if we consciously trifle with sin. And then the third condition is that you be yielded to God's will for your life. In Acts chapter 5 verse 32, Peter says, "We are as witnesses of those things, and is also the Holy Ghost, whom God have given to them that obey him." Then the fourth condition is earnest prayer, asking God to fill you with the Holy Ghost. In Luke chapter 11, verse 13, it says, "If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him?" Believer, pray daily for the infilling of God's Spirit in your life. But then thirdly, notice the blessing of being filled with the Holy Ghost. There will be greater victory over sin in your life. In Romans chapter 8, verses 1 and 2, it says, "There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus have made me free from the law of sin and death." There will also be a greater awareness of the Lord's presence in your life. In Ephesians chapter 3, verses 16 and 17, Paul prays for the Ephesian believers, and he says that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith. And being strengthened by the ministry of the Holy Spirit, they would know a greater sense of the Lord's presence. It will be the same for you, dear believer, when you are filled and strengthened with the Holy Ghost. Also, there will be a greater zeal and vigor for God's word. This was the case with the early New Testament church. In Acts chapter 2, verse 42, it says, "And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, and in breaking of bread and in prayers." Also, your life will be more like Christ. Galatians 5, verse 22 says, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith." Then you'll have greater boldness and courage in witnessing for Christ. In Acts 1, verse 8, Christ says, "Ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me." Believer, these are the blessings that God has for you through being filled with the Holy Ghost. Elijah was blessed and used of God, for he was a man filled with the Holy Ghost. Child of God, by God's grace, may you follow his example. Unsaved listener, if you are to be a blessing to others, bring glory to God in your life and be sure of heaven, then you must first of all be saved from your sin. To be saved as a repentant sinner, you must turn by faith to Christ, trust in him, rest upon his sacrifice alone for your salvation. In Acts chapter 4, verse 12, it speaks of Christ. It says, "Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved." 1 Corinthians 15, verse 3, it says, "Christ died for our sins." And in 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17, it says, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new." Now this day may you come unto Christ. Trust him to be your Saviour. Thank you for listening, and God bless you.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, coming from Ballymoney, County Antrim. We count it a privilege to bring the gospel of Christ to you in all its biblical fullness, and I trust you've enjoyed today's program. If you've been challenged, encouraged, or helped in any way, we'd like to hear from you. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53 6PE. Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53 6PE. Thank you for listening today. Don't forget that we're on air here each weekday morning, Monday to Friday. So do remember to join us at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.